I used to have my flesh. I used to have my flesh. It had me around the neck. Now you'll see it. I raised on a farm, and we're closing in just a minute. I raised on the farm, and I thought it was so hard. Daddy would do things differently. Well, he just would do stuff that I didn't see. And this bull, he bad to break out and do stuff. He caught him, we caught him and got him tied down. And he got this ring. I thought it was so hard, but he took that thing, that ring, and boom, punched it through his nose and then locked it. And I saw that, ooh, I couldn't. I'm not going to tell all the stuff he did. But anyway, when I saw that, I said, wow. And I discovered that's what Satan did to a lot of saints. Just lead him around, got a ring in the nose with a chain on it. Just lead him wherever you want. If you follow the flesh, that's where the flesh will lead you to the devil. To put a ring in your nose and lead you around. And you will be doing things, and you will look back at yourself and say, I can't believe I did that. And then after you get numb to it like a frog in hot, you know, they say you put frog in the water and just gradually turn the heat up. He don't even have sense enough to jump out. He just sit there and cook. And that's what most people do. Get in, the devil lead them to sin. Instead of jumping, getting out of it, they just sit there and let sin kill them. But I want to show you some things that I hadn't had people to talk to me in this way about the flesh that I'm going to talk to you. But I'm out of time this morning. But let me finish this verse. I'm going to talk to you. Hallelujah. He said, that evil what? Doing what? Lurking in your members. Now listen what the Amplifier said. Those what? Animal impulse. Are all that is earthly in you that is what? Employed in sin. That's what he... Though animal impulse, you know, animal. I saw a lion, and he don't care about how young that animal is. I saw the buffalo baby calf. I saw different animals. He don't care about that thing being young. All he want to do is get it, and that's what sin is. He don't care about how innocent you are. He don't wait and say, are you innocent? Mmm, it's eat you alive. I've seen old people sick, hurting with pain. I've seen them suffer. I've seen babies suffering with pain. The devil don't care. He don't have no mercy. And you got to know how to handle that sucker. You got to know how to handle it, Satan. Now watch what it said, and then we'll quit. Animal, it said, let me just read it. Those animal impulses, and all that is earthly in you that is employed in sin, sexual vice, impurity, sensual appetite, unholy desire, and all greed, and covetousness, for that is idolatry and deifying of self and other created things instead of God. We're going to unravel some of that next week. Or the next time we may talk, I see what the Lord said, we may talk about the Christmas story, but we hadn't left this. We're going to have to deal with that. Satan have deceived many because you getting by, you didn't get away because you framed the world that. You hear what I'm saying? When you frame a world, you live in it. Now, if I close with this one, if we got so nasty in our house and just let food and stuff and didn't ever clean up, there'll be roaches everywhere. Who did it? Did y'all come over there and do that? No, we didn't. We didn't clean the house up. We didn't call the exterminator and all that to get rid of the roaches. We just let it happen. See, what Satan want to do, you just be ignorant and lazy and won't take care of your house, your body. So come back next week. You're going to hear some things that's going to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust you heard something to help you today. That devil, you got to realize he is an enemy. He's not a friend of yours. I don't care how nice he appeared to you. I don't care how sweet he started out talking to you. He's an enemy. And you got to treat him as an enemy. You got to be aware of his tactics. I don't care how good he sounds. I don't care how good he may look. He's an enemy. And he wants to destroy you. Hallelujah. 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 So what is the first tool he used? Stand up with me. What is the first tool he used? The first thing he want to start out with, fear and doubt. That's his main two weapons, fear and doubt. Because if he can get you to doubt God, he getting you away from who's going to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing that's in this place. Father, thank you. There may be some people here wrestling with the situation. God, you're so big and you're so good. You're greater than all. And we thank you that you've given us authority on earth to deal with all these things. So Satan, your days of ruling and reigning and controlling this people is over with. Everyone that wants to know, that wants to do, and wants to grow, they're going to grow because you have been defeated. And this truth of the gospel, Holy Spirit, you know how to bring revelation to our hearts. So as you bring revelation to our hearts from the words, I thank you, Lord. We'll never, 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 ever be the same again. And we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, everybody, say with me, thank you, Father. I've heard the word in this area of my life. I'm free now. I will apply it to my life. I'll not let it fall to the ground. But I take it in my heart. And I will do what you say. Thank you, Father, for speaking to me. I receive. I thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.